Nagyság Goswami Kriti, Rains Kosaitan Kapitanda Shri Radha, Svashri Gaurva Kavindi, Radha Krishna Purnaksham Kundraha Kundi Goran, Shishi Panchakapati Dai, Raha Marodasa Sakudinjati Dai, Shikla Nishuri Dina, Kitai Gautrema, all those citizens, all those citizens,
Yeah.
Samarpayitum to Vishal, Unnata elevated, Ujvalarasam the conjugal mellow, Svabhakti of his own service, Shriyam the treasure, Hari the supreme lord, Purata than gold, Sundara, more beautiful, beauty of splendor, Padamba, with a multitude, Sandita, illuminated, Sada, always, Vidaya Tandare, in the cavity of the heart, Suratu, let him be manifest. Va, Yo, Shachinandana, the son of Mother Sacha. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy, to bestow of no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Please repeat. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has descended in the age of Kali by his causelessness, to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love, put forth by His Divine Jayashri Prabhupada. This verse, Vidhata Madhava 1-2, also appears in Adi Gita 1-4 and 3-4. In his commentary on the Vidhata Madhava, Srila Vishwanatha Chakrasanta Thakur remarks, Mahaprabhu, Spurtim Dina Harilila, Vashashvat Ananu, Pakatir Ipipthava. Without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one cannot describe the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami said, Bo Yishmakam Vidaya Rupaya Kumpayam Sachinandano Hari Pakshe Singha Spiratu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is exactly like a lion that kills all the elephants of desire, be awakened within everyone's heart. For by his merciful blessings, one can understand the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. Om Vijnana Timirandasya Jnanam Janasarakaya Chakshuru Miritam Vena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Maha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Radha Radha Shri Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There are 40 verses, shlokas, which are like the bija, or the seed of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The author then, after mentioning them, he says, I will now elaborate further on these verses, and that is what Chaitanya Charitamrita is about. Bija, or seed, it is like we also have our Kama Beach cling, which Brahmins chant, and then from that seed then comes the Kama Gayatri mantra. So just like with a tree, within the seed, the potential for the entire tree is there. In material world, when you have a seed, you don't have a tree. When you have a tree, the seed's gone. in a spiritual context, these things don't exist. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami described this later on in that from devotion. So both the seed exists as well as the tree that comes from the seed. And this is the fourth of the 14 shlokas. The first six describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, and concluding with Panchatattva and Ramakrishna. And then these constitute the basis of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This verse, Pitamacharya, is composed by Rupa Goswami. It's to be found in his Vidanta Madhava. And it's interesting that those 14 verses are a compilation of his own composition, Rupa Goswami, Sarvadhamadhara Goswami, and also other sources. They're not his. But altogether, they present the tattva of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila, his ontology, as well as the nature of his rasa, particularly here in this verse, and then in the two verses that follow this one. The history of this verse now being spoken is in this particular, this chapter is entitled Rupa Goswami's Second Meeting with the Lord. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri, then his daily habit would be to visit Thakur Haridas. Because Haridas Thakur was not able to go to the temple, being born in a, considered to be a Malesh family, although he was a greatly exalted transcendental personality. Still, he followed all the proper rules and regulations, and he wouldn't go. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being non-different than Lord Jagannath. So Jagannath came to visit Haridas Thakur, and he also brought him prasad. And this went on for the entire duration of Haridas Thakur's stay in Puri, up until he finally left his body. At this time, Rupa Goswami was also residing there, and following the Rath Yatra festival, Rupa Goswami composed a very beautiful verse. That verse is found in the Gyanavali. And it was in response to another song that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing. During Rath Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sing this song beginning with Yako Marahara, Yalivahi Hara. And this was not a Shastric song, it was more like a popular song that was known at that time. But, and it was more or less a love ballad. But it reflected the spirit or the mood of Rath Yatra. And when Rupa Goswami heard this, then he presented it in a more direct way. So he wrote this other verse. Priyasoham Krishna Samsari Kshetra Militas Kataham Sarata and so on. And he wrote this, he wrote it on a palm leaf, and he just left it in the hut, in the thatched hut, the roof of the Haridas Thakur's hut. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he saw this. And when he saw it, he showed it to his other associates, and he put up this rhetorical question. He says, how is it possible that Rupa Goswami could understand my life? Because the song actually describes the meeting of Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna as Kurukshetra, and it describes the spirit of the gopis, that you're the same Krishna, and these are the same moonlit nights, and I'm the same Srimati Radharani, Sathara, Dabhubai, Sangamam, Sikam. And this meeting is very nice, it's giving us a lot of pleasure, but it's not the same. There's no Jamuna here, there's no Govardhan Hill, there's no Vrindavan, and there's no food. Where's the food? Rather, there's simply the opulence of the great king. So we want to take you back to Vrindavan, and that's the spirit of Rath Yatra, bringing Krishna, bringing Lord Jagannath from the Dwarka opulence, which he's manifesting in Kurukshetra, back to Vrindavan. And ultimately, Krishna did go to Vrindavan. They succeeded in bringing him back, but it was a little later time that Krishna followed the inhabitants of Vrindavan back to his home. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, how is it possible that he understood this, that Ramananda replied, well, it's only possible by your mercy. How else can anyone understand anything? How else could anyone understand Lord Krishna, because this is describing Lord Krishna's pastimes. But this is Lord Krishna's pastimes as are really revealed in Bhagavad-gita-svarupam, in the mood, in the innermost core of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. And then after that follows this whole episode of speaking. Rupa Goswami reading or speaking certain parts from Lalita Madhava, Vidarbha Madhava. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to actually glorify Rupa Goswami in the presence of his associates. And Srila Prabhupada, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes how much great pleasure Lord Chaitanya derived from this. Because ultimately Rupa Goswami is our Paramacharya. We are Rupanugas, we follow in Rupa Goswami's line. And even though other personalities are extremely elevated in terms of their relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Krishna, perhaps a certain sense of seniority, but in terms of Sri Chaitanya Manovishtamista, Kamdina Bhutala, in terms of the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami is empowered to do that, and he has also established the mission of fulfilling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to glorify Rupa Goswami, and then, interestingly enough, he was also interested in seeing how his associates would react. Particularly, this is in the next verse, Roy Kahir, Rupa Kahir. This is a sort of a dialogue going on between Ramananda Roy. And earlier in the 8th chapter of Madhya Lila, there's this very extensive discussion between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which really reveals the different stages of spiritual life, stages of devotional service, and the topmost levels of Krishna conscious exchange is experienced between Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, and particularly how those are experienced by Lord Chaitanya. It's a very, very wonderful exchange, one that even back in the late 50s or early 60s, Srila Prabhupada wrote this little book, Ramananda Samvada. The discussion or conversation with Ramananda Roy. Anyway, Ramananda Roy was a great scholar. He was now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate and Lord Chaitanya, and he'd also written plays, particularly this Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, which is a very beautiful play about the meeting of the divine couple, Radha and Madhava. So he wanted to see how he would react and they would react when they heard Rupa Goswami's composition. and then they're asking different things, and this is in response to the question. Ramananda Roy said, "Now please recite the description of the glories of your worshipable deity." And Rupa Goswami was hesitating, he was embarrassed, because his worshipable deity here, Shachinandana, was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting right there. So but then Lord Chaitanya encouraged him, he says, "Why are you embarrassed? You should recite it so that the devotees can hear the good fruit of your writing." And when Rupa Goswami thus recited this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disapproved of it because it described his personal glories. He expressed the opinion that it was an exaggerated explanation. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is quoting Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura, that without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, no one can really understand Lord Krishna. And of course, this is one cannot describe the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is certainly a most important principle. In fact, it's the essential principle by which we practice, or we are in the Krishna consciousness movement. We are in the Krishna consciousness movement, but Krishna consciousness personified is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, even in this place, Srila Prabhupada, on different occasions, he repeated that we cannot go directly to Lord Krishna. We must go through the Guru Parampara, and that begins by going through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, approaching Krishna becomes extremely difficult. Knowing Krishna becomes difficult. Jai Krishna Tattva Deva Se Guru Hoy. So knowing Krishna and Tattva, Krishna also explains, Mam Veti Tattva. To know the real truths of Krishna is very difficult. Rupa Goswami writes, Haririva Hi Prena Sahava Kutila Pavet. He says that if you want to understand Krishna or the pastimes of Vrindavan, they're extremely convoluted, extremely difficult. He says they're like the movements of a snake. If you've seen snakes move, they move this way, but they also move sideways. So you never know really where they're going, they're moving like this. So understanding Krishna, directly approaching Krishna, a very difficult thing. Now, Ramdas Thakur also concludes his prajna by making this statement. But if someone approaches Krishna through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that becomes very easy. Earlier on, Krishna Das Kavaraj Goswami says, Tantanchana Sintejasmin Sukaram Dikaram Pavet. If someone remembers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most difficult thing, and this is the most difficult thing, understanding Krishna, Krishna Tattva, becomes very, very easy. But Vishmita Viparitasya Ashri Chaitanya Namavitam, but if you forget Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the easiest thing becomes very, very difficult. So our whole idea, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to approach Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to learn how to glorify Krishna through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are two nice examples of this that come to mind. One is the example of Puridas, who later became known as Kavikarnapur. When he was a very little boy, then his father, Shivananda Sen, who would annually come to Jagannath Puri from Navadvip down. He would go from here to there and take all of the devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. When Puridas came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to speak something about Krishna. And he wouldn't. He wouldn't say anything. And this sort of went on and on until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Puridas his blessings. and actually Puridas Bhaktivedasa Shichitan Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, at which then immediately he began to talk. In fact, of course, he is known as Kavi because all the Vaishnavas consider him to be a great learned scholar. And although he was this very little young boy, he composed this very beautiful verse. Shashwat Valayam Akshivar Anjanam Guru Mahendra Manikana Vrindarana Ramaniya Mandalam Akhilam Hariyachariti. And there he is describing Krishna. Krishna is like a flower decoration for the ears. Akshinar Anjanam, and just like Anjana, Premanjana, just like ointment for the eyes, black ointment for the eyes, he's the, Prabhupada says, the universal ornament for the gopis, and let him be glorified. Hariyajayati, let that Hari be glorified. And also, yes, he is a necklace, he's just like a necklace around the neck. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased with that. In other words, after Puridas received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, then he could glorify Lord Krishna. In fact, there is earlier on another verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Sri Chaitanya Prasadinam Tadrupa Vindiranam Balopi. He says, Bala means a child. He says, even a child can describe the glories of Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, Shastra, according to the way they're described in Shastra, Sri Chaitanya Prasadina, if he has the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the particular example of Kavi Karnapur, who was just a little boy. And of course the other example is like Thakur Bhakti, you know. In fact, just very recently I was reading his own statement, and since I can't quote it, I won't even paraphrase. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that when he started to dwell into Gaudiya Vaishnavism, he first started with reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he read Bhagavatam and he read the 10th canto, he was really disturbed. He could not accept that this is God. Could not accept that God in the dead of night is enticing other people's wives to dance with them, and it's a highly immoral act. It was a highly immoral act 5,000 years ago, but it was also immoral 100 years ago, about the middle of this time. So he, in his words, he more or less just rejected, he could not accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. But when he read Chaitanya Charitamrita, then through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he said, then I could understand. And then it became very clear. So of course our Thakur Bhaktivinoda is an eternally liberated soul. But still, he's setting this very suitable example for us, that if we want to understand Lord Krishna, and if we want to glorify Lord Krishna, which Srila Prabhupada encouraged us to do, Srila Prabhupada instructed all of his followers, that you should write. He said this was our lineage, it was our tradition. Furthermore, he said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted his followers to write. That's why he empowered all the Goswamis to do so. It's not possible unless one actually sees things through the eyes, teachings, worship, and the grace of Lord Chaitanya. And Bhaktivinoda showed us this thing, that if one goes directly, it becomes impossible. Therefore, we have to do. But for that, one requires real faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because ultimately, in Krishna consciousness, any level of achievement is only acquired through the degree or the level of faith that we also have. Therefore, Vaishnavas must have this great faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but in also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. Gaurangira Sangya Magin Nitya Siddhartha. that all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates were described here in Arkham Das Thakur says you must accept that they're Nityasiddha Parikars. They're not ordinary personalities, even though they may appear like that. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami's elder brother accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but wouldn't accept Lord Nityananda. He fell down, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami immediately left. The soul left his association, and that's how he ended up coming to Vrindavan. So, as Srila Prabhupada points out, that there are Vaishnava schools, and what to speak of other religious organizations who don't accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and often they may also propound that someone else is the Yuga Abbot. Prabhupada says that there are some members of the Nimbarka Sampradaya who reject the fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga avatar, or that he's actually directly Krishna. Prabhupada says they think that he's a great saint, that he's a great devotee, but not that he's Swayam Bhagavan. And that's why here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins by establishing the truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This third verse, Yadadvaita Brahmapani Shadita Dabyasa Tanupa. So he says, what the Brahmavadis consider to be this Brahman, what the is the effulgence of his body, and that Paramatma was residing within the heart of everyone, which the yogis wish, that is his expansion, plenary expansion within the heart of every living entity. And that Swayam Bhagavan, that is non-different than this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This becomes the first premise, or the first statement. Vastu Nirdesh, establishing what is the vastu, or the substance, or the goal of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada states that the most important verse which substantiates this is the verse found in the 11th canto. Krishnavanam, Sakrishnam, Sangu Pangash Parashadam, Bhagyasan Kirtanatha, Yajan Kadis, Mirasa. Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse, and anytime he talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yuga Avatar, Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse, and he quotes some other verses to substantiate. And it's a, it is actually a very important verse. If you remember, this is Maharaj Lini is questioning the Navayogendras, and Karabhajana Muni is speaking. So Maharaj Lini is asking, he says, I want to know what are the different, what particularly for Kali Yuga, what is the avatar, how is he worshipped? What is the yajna by which he's meant to be served? And Karabhaj Muni has gone through the different yugas. Then he says, Tatshrinu, like Krishna says. And Vatsanta Saraswati Thakur says that he makes this point because now I'm going to tell you something very important. He says, now you should listen. Up to now, we're talking about plenty of expansions of the Lord. But now, we're talking about the Supreme Personality of God Himself. And then he cites this verse, Krishna Varnam, Tushar Krishnam, which is described, Srila Prabhupada analyzes this verse in many different ways. Krishna Varnam, he points out this word Varnam, Varneti, it is explained in different ways. Srila Prabhupada gives one, someone who has always had the syllables Krishna, who's always vibrating the syllables, he's Krishna Varna. We saw that 500 years ago, Nimai Pandit, later Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always chanting Krishna's holy name. Krishna Varna, Varna also means category. Srila Prabhupada said, just like he's in the same category as Krishna. In other words, he is also Swayam Bhagavan. But he's Krishna Krishna. Krishna are Krishna. His complexion is are Krishna. Because it simply means that he's a Krishna. Krishna a Krishna. His complexion is not Krishna, not blackish, but a Krishna. It's not blackish. Prabhupada very often when he refers, he quotes this 10th canto verse, which very famous verse, which Garga Muni speaks when he's talking to Nanda Maharaj, and he's talking particularly about Krishna. He says, "Your son, he has many different birds, and in these birds he appears in different colors." So that also starts with Varna, that verse. But he says, Sukla Rakta Tata Krishna Hidanim Krishna Tam Jata. He says, Sukla Rakta Tata Pita. Sukla Rakta Tata Pita Hidanim Krishna Tam Jata. He says, in previous age, he comes in white incarnation. So because it says Akrishna, Prabhupada says, but the Sukla, white incarnation, he cannot be white because white incarnation has already come. And he cannot be Ragda, he cannot be red, red incarnation has also come. Therefore Pita, therefore he is of yellow or golden complexion. Idanim Krishna comes to talk. Now he's appearing in this blackish form. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and other commentators, they analyze this verse in great detail. And they analyze it using Sanskrit grammar, which I don't have a grasp of. But they point out how, particularly the fact that Krishna is being described as the last, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, although the chronology should be that it's Sukla, Rakta, Krishna, Pita, because that's how the appearance comes, it's described like this in order to give emphasis to Dhanin. But now he's coming here, and the past is given with the first two, the white and the red, and the Hidanim, presently he's appearing in this color, which then by implication means that an in future Pita, golden incarnation. So here this is meant to be another affirmation from Srimad Bhagavatam, that this golden incarnation who appears, he is actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and not some other personality who neither chants Hare Krishna, neither is a golden incarnation. And just on another point closing on this, which is a statement which is made by Lord Brahma. Very, very interesting explanation of the Bhagavad Gita verse that we cite regularly. And Lokshan Das Thakur quotes this. It's a conversation between Brahma and Narada. And Lord Brahma's Giragadami Dharmasa, Mani Bhavati Bharata, Aditanam Badharmasa, Taratanam Sujamiham, Paritanaya Sadhanam, Vinasha Jarusukham, Dharmasam Stapanartaya, Sambhavani, Jagejige. So in this explanation, he said, when Krishna is saying, Sambhavani Jagejige, he said, Sambhava, I come in this age, Yuge, and in the next age, Yuge, and in the one after this. Generally, our translation is that Krishna comes in age after age. This particular explanation says that in this age, now I'm here, as Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita in front of Arjuna, and in the next age, I'm also coming, Swayam Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of God. So the conviction or the faith of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, which based on Shastra, but ultimately rests upon Bhattacharya's explanation of Shastra, is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as is described in the verses which follow, Raha Krishna Pane Vrittiti Aladi Nishakti Rasna. This Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Raha Krishna Pane Vrittiti. He is the embodiment of Krishna in the Radha, Bhava, Jyoti, in the mood, the complexion of Srimati Radharani. We have that. Ultimately, Srila Prabhupada once was arguing back and forth with a Sanskrit Indologist professor, that ultimately when they were giving interpretation, ultimately he said, we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's version, and as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are given to us by our acharyas. This is our ultimate pramana. Shruti is the ultimate pramana. But how to understand it? Mahajanadina Vikasapanta. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the highest evidence in the ultimate sense is the words of the self-realized souls. Just like for us, members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, the highest form of evidence is Srila Prabhupada's word. How Srila Prabhupada explains Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And as he explains it, even though someone else may say something else apparently, we take that as being gospel. And that becomes our pramana. So by that conviction, then we have the vision of Lord Krishna as derived from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Anadvitam Charinchira. And then here the first two words, first two lines are the Tatashtalakshan, these are the secondary symptoms, and the last two are the Svarupalakshan of this verse and also of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When talking with Sanatana Goswami, then Sanatana Goswami was asking about this Krishna Varnam Shloka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, activities of the incarnation of the Lord constitute his secondary characteristics and his physical characteristics. That is, that he's Krishna Varnam, Kshaya Krishna. These constitute the primary symptoms. And then Sanatana Goswami started to dig. After all, he was a prime minister. He was very, very, very smart. He says, well, does that mean that the Yugavatar in this age, he has a golden complexion, he's always chanting Hare Krishna, which is implying that he's you? And Lord Chaitanya said, don't. You're up to your tricks. He says, don't make too many tricks. He says, and he just got off the subject and continued on. So anarkitam charimshira karnavati anarkalo samarvaitam nikojara. All of this is described earlier on by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He says that this verse describes the external reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. That external reason being that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give, as it's stated here, samarpayitam unata ujvala. Unata ujvala. Unata. He's giving the topmost process of devotional service, which means that he's teaching us Brajabhakti through the agency of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And ujvala ras. Not just Brajabhakti, but ujvala ras refers to in the conjugal melody. It's not in the translation, but in the word for word, Srila Prabhupada translates Ujvala Rasa, the conjugal melody. And Unata means elevated. But this is Sriyam. This is a treasure. It's a very confidential thing. And then the next two verses describe what Prabhupada uses. He says, He uses words like confidential reason. He even uses the word real reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Shri Rathaya Namma Kipishovane Ayva Slaika Yuna Adhuta Kipishov. In order to taste the ecstasy, pleasure, moods of Srimati Radharani, Lord Krishna has appeared in this form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sandipita Hridaye. And then we get this blasphemy. Sada Hridaye Kandare Skuratuva Sachinandana. That we should take this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our heart, with his, here, Kadamba Sandipita. Hari Dyuti Kadamba. Kadamba is like clouds, like the rumbling of the clouds. His, here is called Hari. Hari also refers to the lion. When the lion roars, and all of the creatures, insignificant creatures in the forest, they all disperse. Similarly, when we hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, when we hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Rupa Sanatana Goswami, this destroys all of the ignorance within the heart. And also Kandare, Spuratu Bhasachanana. And also when we see the beautiful complexion of Lord Chaitanya, the golden complexion as we see here in the form of Panchatattva, then these two things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's voice and his complexion, they destroy all the obstacles to Krishna consciousness. And then Pahanchanam Sitayasmin Sutaram Dukaram Bhavet. What's very difficult to achieve becomes very, very easy by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Rupa Goswami is giving us that blessing, benediction. This is part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, receiving benedictions, part of the invocation. If we accept those blessings of Lord Chaitanya and of Guru Parampara, then by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we also can glorify Lord Krishna, understand Lord Krishna, and ultimately become Krishna conscious. That's it as far as our time is concerned. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada.